at last you and me, we're together, a dream made of magic come true, and it feels like it will last forever. Can't you hear the sweet music ring through?
Recorded live at Bell Auditorium in Augusta, Georgia, it's Country Concert. Hi, everybody, I'm Harry Newman. Let me just say welcome and get right to the point. She's beautiful, she can pick with the best of them, and she sings like country music was made just for her. She's ABC recording star, Miss Barbara Mandrell.
You and me, we have a good, good love. You and me, we have a good, good love. Good love is making its way to me. I knew this is how love would be. Way down deep inside, my heart feels like it is brand new. Sunshine every day, and it is all because of you. You and me, we have a good, good love. You and me, we have a good, good love. Won't you give me that smile? You know that's what I long to see. Won't you lay down your burdens just for a while? Don't let those dark clouds rain down on your style. 'Cause we have a good, good love. We have a good, good love. Good love, good love. Don't help me set the table.
'Cause now there's one less place. I won't lay mama's silver for a man who won't say grace. If home is where the heart is, then your home's on the streets. Me, I'll read a good book, turn out the lights and go to sleep.
You've given us this evening. We're awfully excited about being back in Augusta. It's been a while. And when I come here, I feel like I'm coming home. We know so many of you, and I want to find out something. Have we got any CBers in the audience? Well, 10-4. I didn't think that'd be important to y'all, but it was important to me. I wanted to know where you were because, you know, everybody's enjoying talking on the CB and has been for quite some time. And I wanted to talk on the CB because heaven knows I love to talk. But you got to call yourself something called, you got to have a handle. You can't just call yourself whatever your name is. And I didn't know what to call myself till this record came along. So this song was the title song from one of our albums. But more importantly, it gave me my CB handle. So if you talk to the Midnight Angel, you know who you're talking to. There's a place in every barroom and a verse in every song for a woman trapped in lonely by a man who's done her wrong. Now I thought that neon nightmares were like Sunday sermon scares till I turned to face the man I loved and found a pillow there. Is there room? Have my wings before the morning comes. It's a long, long way from heaven to those dreamy neon lights, but I'm needing more than memories to fill my empty night. Now I know it won't be easy, 'cause I'm not the easy kind, but I need someone to hold me, or I'm gonna lose. I have my wings before the morning comes. You know, sometimes in your life, you may find it hurts to be in love, especially when you and the one you love already belong to somebody else. You're tied to her and I'm tied to him, and we don't want to hurt either one of you. And that's how it is when you're married, but not to each other. You gotta go home in the middle of the night, try and pretend everything's all right, but it ain't. No, it ain't when you're married, but not to each other. Make believe that you've been good, give your love to the one you should, but you can't. No, you can't. 'Cause you're tied to her, I'm tied to him. We don't want to hurt either one of them. So what can you do? What can you do when you're married, but not to each other? You gotta be careful everywhere you go, try to avoid everyone you know. 'Cause people talk, you know they talk when you're married, but not to each other. You gotta make up alibis, hoping they don't sound like lies. 'Cause if you get caught, and you might get caught. Hurry up and love him, hurry up and please him, and when it gets right, you've got to leave him. You better leave him. Cause you're tied to her, I'm tied to him. Each other. Hurry up and love him, hurry up and please him, and when it gets right, you've got to leave him. You better leave him when you're married. To do something that I enjoy very much. Don't get much opportunity to pick anymore, but ever so often we like to take a couple of minutes and just at least go back a little bit for me. That's how I got started in country music many years ago, was picking and grinning. And this is a wonderful old steel guitar number that I guess we get more requests for than just about anything. It probably is the most popular steel guitar number of all time. And it will probably be the most unpopular when I get through with it tonight. But we're going to attempt it anyway. I'm going to ask Dave to team up with some harmony here with me on this great old Leon McCullough song called The Steel Guitar Rag. lovely thin ice. It's so easy to fall right in. Love is thin ice, so you better know how to swim. If you're not ready for falling, then you better be careful when love starts calling. Take my advice, love is thin ice. You better watch your step, it's hard to read the signs. And sometimes you have to lose before you can find. They say all in love is fair, you've got to give for someone to care. But it can be so nice, but love is thin ice. Love is thin ice, it's so easy to fall right in. Love is thin ice, so you better know how to swim. If you're not ready for falling, then you better be careful when love starts calling. Take my advice, love is thin ice. You better stick to higher ground if you don't want to cry. But if you don't take a chance, you never learn how to fly. One day you're walking on air, the next thing you know your heart needs repair. But that's just the price, cause love is thin ice. You wanna help me? Love is thin ice, it's so easy to fall right in. You better know how to swim. If you're not ready for falling, then you better be careful when love starts calling. Take my advice, love is thin ice. You better take my advice, love is thin ice. This next song, but I've got to do at least half of it, especially now that I got a chance to look over this audience a little bit better. Boy, you're just everywhere up there tonight, aren't you? Huh? You're looking good, for sure. I want to dedicate this song to the people I recorded it for a number of years ago, and I noticed that that group is well represented here tonight. We got a lot of pretty ladies here.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, I didn't figure y'all would miss all this out here. I want to dedicate this song to all of us girls. Now, you fellas are welcome to listen if you like, but I really am going to sing it for us ladies, because think about this a minute. Go back with me a few years ago. At the particular time this record came out, it seemed like to me there was a real need for us girls to have a song like this, because every single song that came out of Nashville, to me, it seemed it always had us women in the story of the song as the ones that sit at home, waiting patiently.
That's where they ought to be, too. Home, waiting patiently.
That is not where they belong.
You can tell why he's still a bachelor. We were either sitting at home waiting patiently, or we were there twiddling our thumbs, or crying, or knitting, or whatever it was we did in the song. Till he got home after having done whatever it was he was out on the town of doing. Y'all have heard that story before, haven't you? This song finally put the shoe on the other foot, and you girls didn't let us down, because this was our first number one record across the nation. And ladies, we love you for it. That's why I dedicate it just to us girls. That call was from the office, and I guess I had to burn the midnight oil again. And hon, you know how much the boss depends on me to lend a helping hand. I watch him in the mirror as I lie and tell him I don't know how. While I'm putting on my makeup, I'm putting on the one that really loves. and I'll feel kinda dirty, 'cause I'll have the midnight oil all over me. God knows his dream would shatter if he knew the devil had me and won't set me free. While I'm putting on my makeup, I'm putting on the one that really loves me. While I'm putting on my makeup, I'm putting on the one that really loves me. Hold me, let me be a little girl again. Don't want a lover now, I need a friend and a warm, safe place to be. Hold me. Don't wanna talk, I don't wanna smile. I only want to hide and rest a while, have you holding me. I don't wanna think about the world outside your arms and everything calls on me to do. I'm all out of giving. Let me take just for a minute. Sometimes I need to be a baby too. And have you hold me? Let me be a little girl again. Don't want a lover now, I need a friend and a warm, safe place to be. Hold me. Don't want to talk and I don't want to smile. I only want to hide and rest a while, have you holding me. Just hold me. Don't wanna talk and I don't wanna smile. I only want to hide and rest a while. Have you holding me?
Here's a record that I for sure want to do. There's a record of ours that I want to do.
The best you have ever smelled. I mean, maybe it's activated by the lights or something, but you smell good, Queenie.
Queenie.
Queenie, boy.
Well, thank you, Dennis. I'm glad you like the way I smell.
I love that. What is it?
What is what, Dennis?
What's that perfume you're wearing? It makes you smell like it. That's good, boy. It smells like a 1959 Avon party.
Do you mind if I discuss this with you after the show, please?
Yes, I do. I think the public has a right to know these things.
I'm sure these people are just real interested in my perfume, Dennis. But if you have to know, I will stand up here and tell everybody during my show, if I can think of what I got on tonight. Evening in Paris.
Evening in Paris. I love it.
I'm glad you like it. Thank you very much. Now that I'm over here, I can smell you too.
You better watch it.
I meant you smell good is what I can say. What have you got on?
I ain't telling.
What do you mean you ain't telling?
I don't want anybody to know what I got on because it's cheap.
I stood up here and had to tell these people what my perfume was and feeling like an idiot up here. Now you tell them what you got on.
Well, it ain't half as expensive as Evening in Paris.
I don't care what it costs, Dennis. What's the name of it?
20 Minutes in Augusta.
Your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. Your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire. At your side, anymore. You know your love keeps on lifting me higher, higher, and higher. Said your love keeps on lifting me higher, higher, and higher. Now I was downhearted, and disappointment was my closest friend. Party. You know he never showed his face again. That's why the love keeps on lifting,
keeps on lifting
higher, 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 and higher. Set your love
keeps lifting,
keeps on lifting. Found you, you're that one in a million men. Now with my love and arms wrapped around you, I can't stand up, face the world again. That's why your love keeps on lifting,
keeps on lifting.
Lifting me. Thank you. We always do at least one gospel number on all of our performances. And the one I'm about to do for you, I hope you can hear the words really good, because they're just the happiest words you ever heard. I know my Lord will lead me, cause I'm living and trusting from His love. I know I'll never roam. And when I see my setting sun and my work on earth is done, then I know my Lord will lead me home. Yes, my Lord,
yes, my Lord.
He will lead me.
He will lead me
when it seems
all
hope is gone. When I'm wading through the water of that gently Jordan River, then I know my Lord will lead me home. He will keep me and guide me to that great journey. He will lead me across the ocean's foam. And on the other side of Jordan, He will take me by the hand. Then I know my Lord will lead me home. Yes, my Lord,
yes,
He will lead me.
He will lead me.
When it seems our hope is gone. When I'm wading through the waters of that chilly Jordan River, then I know my Lord will lead me home.
Yes, my Lord.
He believed. Hello. You don't know who this is, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's wrong for me to call you. Now, I don't know how you're gonna take this. You might even hang up the phone. But you see, it really doesn't make any difference. And it's only fair that I let you know that that man that you've been seeing, he's mine, and I love him. So woman to woman, I think you'll understand. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you'll know how I feel. And woman to woman, now if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Woman to woman, I've just got to make you see. Woman to woman, that you can't take him from me. And woman to woman, now I just can't step aside and let you take what is rightfully mine. Woman to woman, right or wrong, I ain't gonna let you break up my happy home. I hope you understand, I love that man, he's mine. I love that man, he's mine. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you'll know how I feel. And woman to woman, now if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Woman to woman, now I just can't step aside and let you take what is rightfully mine. He's mine.
Thank you so much. You sure been a lot of fun for us tonight. I mean that so sincerely. Our time's just gone right by for us. And I do need to do one more song before I leave the stage. Dennis, you have had such a good time tonight. I'll tell you what.
I know you have.
I'm going to let you start this number off and just kind of get it out of your system, all right? Now, yeah, but be a word of caution before you do this. Dennis. I mean, traveling on the road with these guys is like being on a field trip with the kindergarten class from...
I mean, really.
I want you to pay attention. I am telling you something important, Dennis.
I'm listening.
Don't do this song as fast as you possibly can and try to kill me tonight.
We never do that. We always do
You
it
see
tonight.
This evil look on his... You always get this song just as fast as you can possibly get it. Every time I let you do this song... You do me that way. You get it so fast and get me running all over the stage as fast as I can go, trying to get to where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there and do what I'm supposed to do.
And you wonder why we call you Motor Mouth?
Well, I just want you to do it a normal tempo like regular people would. And don't try to get, because these people are my friends tonight. They're on my side, and I want you to remember that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many World War II veterans out there? Told you.
Would you just... You can laugh. We have to put up with this all the time. See this, Dennis?
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I am defrosting.
It's amazing how that looks like sweat, don't it, guys? Look. Exactly. You could bottle that and sell it.
Would you just, Dennis, would you do this, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
The song, you want it nice and easy and not, don't hook it up, guys. Not real fast. Nice and easy listening tempo. Well, mama, loud music playing here. Mama, don't loud music playing here. That's fun enough for you. We don't care what mama loud plays the music in here. Mama, don't loud music playing in here.
That mama, don't loud steel playing in here. Mama, don't loud steel playing here. We don't care what mama don't loud play steel anyhow. Mama, don't loud steel playing in here.
Mama don't let her five swing play in here. We don't care what mama loud picking banjo anyhow. Mama don't let her banjo picking in here. Earl Scruggs.
Mama let her bass guitar in here. Mama let her bass fill in here. We don't care what mama loud pick the bass anyhow. Mama let her bass guitar in here. Saxophone in here. Mama Lana saxophone in here. We don't care if Mama Lana play the sax anyhow. Mama Lana saxophone in here.
Facilities furnished by Bell Auditorium. This is Harry Newman inviting you to visit the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee. The Country Concert is a Filmways radio presentation.
One of the pleasures of being the MC and the host for Country Concert is getting a chance to sit down and talk to pretty ladies. And I got one of the prettiest here, one of the most talented, Barbara Mandrell, as you heard the first part of the show. I've got to tell you, it never fails to amaze me how you come out and just generate all that excitement and just knock these people right, knock their hat flat in a creek, as the expression goes.
Thank you for a lovely introduction. I'm sitting here grinning and not knowing what to say. I'm turning red. Thank you.
You know, I said, I want to ask Barbara a question about... You come into Augusta, or Toledo, or Savannah, or wherever it is. You've been maybe up all night traveling. You're tired. Maybe you're not feeling well. You get out there, and it's an enthusiastic audience. Does it pick you up?
Of course it does. They don't really have to be enthusiastic to pick me up, but it certainly helps. They're good medicine for me. I don't generally find that I have much problem being tired, but I have on occasion had to work when I was sick. And really had no business being on stage.
It's the old adage, the show must go on.
I don't know who ever said that, but it stuck. It took. And I'm a firm believer in that, because when you put yourself on the other side of the fence and you think about maybe folks not only bought tickets, but they had to find a babysitter, they had to get dressed up, come down to the auditorium or coliseum, find a parking place, and that whole bit. And they sit down in the seat, they don't want somebody to say, she's sick and couldn't be here. And I find that, it sounds corny, but it's very true, and I'm very sincere about this. When I hit the stage, the lights hit my face, and I hear the applause, and the music, I'm ready to go. I guess it's because I've been in the business so long or something, I don't know what, but the performing end of it, the personal appearances are most important to me. I thrive on it.
Now, wait a minute. You've been in the business so long. I happen to know you're a young lady, very young lady.
But I started working professionally a long time ago.
That's what I wanted to bring up, the fact that back in Houston, Texas, wasn't it? You started...
Well, I started life there. I was born in Houston, but I actually was raised in Southern California, so you're a little familiar with that.
Around
part of the
Los
world.
Angeles, right?
I lived in Lancaster, which is in the Mojave Desert.
Right.
I lived in El Monte, which is in Los Angeles County. Right. And I went through my teenage years in Oceanside, California.
Oh, yeah. I heard... You can tell me I'm right or I'm wrong, but you started playing steel guitar when you were 10, started learning when you were 10 years old?
I was right at
11. Why? It's a tough instrument to go for, too.
A friend of ours, we were living in Lancaster at the time, Norman Hamlet.
Oh, I think we might have heard that name before as part of the Strangers, right? Merle Haggard's great band?
Marvelous musician and a dear friend. At the time, he was not part of the Strangers, and he was coming over to our house, and he and my mom and dad would play music. And I would listen to him play the steel, and I just couldn't stand it. It just did something really special to me. I thought, I've got to know how to do that. So I asked Norman to teach me, and I asked my dad to buy me a steel, and both said yes. And I began to learn the steel guitar from Norman Hamlet. And 2 weeks later, they offered band in school, and I wanted to learn the alto sax. And I think most parents would have probably said, you learn the steel, and we'll see about buying the horn. But Dad knew I was serious, and he bought me a sax, and I started that in band. Now, I had learned to read music when I was 5 and play the accordion. My mom taught
me. Most kids don't even know how to read English when
they're 5. I didn't know how to read English when I was 5.
You learned music first?
Yeah, I sure did. And my mom taught accordion and piano, so I began to learn to read when I was 5.
How many instruments do you play? Now, first of all, because we have so many converts to country music, newcomers, especially through Country Concert, we're happy to say, that they know the name Barbara Mandrell from your hit records, but when the show comes to town, they say, Barbara Mandrell, let me give you a tip. Go see the show because you will be thoroughly thrilled because you know what? From the moment your band opens up, the Do-Rights, till your closing number, where you do, what triggered this memory, this thought of mine, was the fact that you were talking about steel guitar and alto sax. You play all of those during the show.
Yeah.
And bass, and they take it at a fierce tempo, Mama Don't
Laugh.
They
sure do.
They work you out.
You know, I've been doing that number for so many years, and I try to discard it one year because I change my show every year because we repeat in cities. And I tried to take it out, not because I didn't really like it, but because I thought, you know, people are tired of it. And I tried to make up for not doing it by, for instance, singing a song where I would take a break on the banjo or singing a song where I'd play some on the sax or whatever. And the fans that were Barbara Mandrell fans from previous times just would not hear of it. Why didn't you do it? You know?
Right.
So I put it back in, and as long as people want to see it and hear it, I'll continue.
But it's also, you have great rapport with your band. That's another thing I want the people to see when they come see. Wherever you live in this United States of ours or in Japan or wherever you happen to be in Germany, do you travel overseas?
Yes, I do.
Go see this lady's show. You great rapport with the Do-Rights.
Thank you. Well, it's easy. They're great guys.
Good humor in there.
Thank you.
It's a real clean show, too. I really enjoy it.
It's very much a family show. I think it's important. I want the show to appeal to not only the people in between, but I want the little children, and I want the grandparents and everybody to enjoy it. It's a family show.
You took a rock and roll song, or an old rhythm and blues song, not that old, and recorded it. And I think it is one of your best records. You happen to have a good track record. You make good records.
Thank you.
Whoever produces you,
Tom Collins.
Tom Collins. Mm-hmm. You did Woman to Woman. But I mean, you did Woman to Woman.
Thank you.
Why?
Tom found the song. I listened to R&B music so much, I'm surprised that I hadn't heard it first. Same thing happened with Married But Not to Each Other. And he said, I want to play you this song. He says, it's very R&B, but the lyrics are there and the melody's there. I think you'll like it. And so when he played it for me, I said, you're right, I really do like it. And it, to me, being a fan of R&B music, and it's strictly my opinion, but I think there's great similarities between R&B and country. The lyrics are usually to the point, they're right on, and very simple, and I like that. I'm not a real deep philosophical person, and there's so many things in this life that we have to worry about and think about, and all the mental stress all the time. And I think when you listen to music, you shouldn't have to sit there and figure it out. That's why I like movies that end with an ending where I don't leave saying, now what did they mean, you know? So I like the simple lyrics, and I think commercially they're very, very good.
On one of our previous country concerts, I was talking to Kenny Rogers in his dressing room, and he made the analogy that country music is the white man's
rhythm and blues.
It's a reflection of the white man's soul.
I agree.
Loretta Lynn had a record called The Pill.
Yeah.
She heard so much static from that, from her fans, and a lot of fans became anti-fans, what have you. Now, the same analogy I want to make to a record you had called The Midnight Oil. Did you ever get any static about that?
Very little. I don't know of any stations that banned the record.
Or Barbara Mandrell fans.
It might have helped if some had banned the record. It was an interesting record at the time it came along because it was quite unique for a woman to sing, just to come right out and say, tonight I'll cheat again. Yeah. Women had said it, I think, but in a soft way. I don't think they ever used the word, I'll cheat. Yeah. It wasn't written for a woman.
It wasn't written... God who made honky-tonk angels.
It was written for a man, so we just rewrote a couple of lines, and it was a number one record, so I think women were ready to have equal rights in terms of song lyrics.
You know, watching you work tonight, I was just wondering, you're kind of a small person in stature. I mean, you don't go...
5'2" and 97 pounds.
97 pounds. Mm-hmm. Does it take a lot out of you to get on stage and work?
Yeah, and
physically?
I love it. Yeah.
And you love it? Yeah, because... Every minute of it.
Well, anybody knows. If you play a rough game of tennis or any sports, you know how good you feel afterwards when you're... a lot of women perspire. I sweat when I work. When I come off and the sweat's on my face and the adrenaline has been pumping and I'm out of breath and tired, I feel great because I feel like I've given it my best shot.
Barbara, it's a pleasure having you on Country Concert, and you're a sweet lady and a great talent.
I'm sorry, the time went so fast. It's been my pleasure completely, and thank you.